Welcome back to the Music Podcast. My name is Nick.
And I'm Frederick.
And we are live.
Why did it take you so long to say your name?
Live, because that's how I always am. Because we are live. like what's his name? Bill O'Reilly. Fuck it, we'll do it live.
Do it live.
So welcome to the podcast. This is we are now in 2024.
Why did you say it like that?
Because I felt like saying it like that.
Gosh.
I wish we were. You know what I wish?
What?
For all the viewers that are out there watching, I wish Zoom needs to make a feature where it involves the chat room of whatever live you're in, whatever live you're streaming to, or tell me how many people are watching on my side without actually being on Facebook.
Right.
Because right now, like, if someone messages us and says, like, great show or something, I can't even see who's popping up or popping in. But we are live on my personal Facebook page and your Facebook page right now. And, but we are live. So I don't know what I was going to say. Move to trash. What have you been listening to?
I've been listening to a lot of drum and bass music.
And for people who don't know what is drum and bass music?
Drum and bass music is a it's like melody relaxation, like relax. It's supposed to keep your mind relaxed.
Yeah, interesting. What kind of relax?
Like relaxation music or. What you call it? Like melody music and stuff, like music that helps you relax and
Oh,
stuff.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I've been listening to.
Hold on, let's pause this real quick. Okay, we are now back. I don't know what happened, but we are now back live. You were talking about drum and bass music?
Yeah.
And it helps you fall asleep. Okay. So what kind of artists were you listening to?
They don't really have an artist. They just have like people who are just playing melody.
Like is it a DJ? Like is it a certain DJ? Is it like
Yeah,
like,
it's DJs
but is it like nobody famous?
Yeah, like local people.
Like who? Like throw out some names.
I don't know any of their names, to be honest.
Okay, that's a great intro of coming back live. Freddie doesn't know any artists. So go and check that out. So that drum and bass, all up at that bass, about that bass, no drum, that kind of bass.
Oh no.
Yeah.
It's like the bass with like
all up.
I gotta see it like
yeah. Yeah, and we are live all over the world right now. So check that stuff out. Let's see. I'll zoom. So did you watch the ball drop?
I sure did.
So who was your favorite artist that you saw?
LL Cool J.
LL Cool J. Did you stay up? Did you stay up late enough and watch? Did you stay up late enough to watch Cardi B?
Yeah, hold on, Nick. Hold on.
And finally, Frederick's back.
For all those people, I literally told her, I was like, "We're doing a live video.
We're doing live." So, did you stay up late enough to watch Cardi B?
A little bit. I kind of fell asleep. I don't remember what she did,
I
but
don't remember. I saw clips of it online and stuff, but I didn't see a like I saw videos of it online because I follow Dick Clock's Rockin' New Year's Eve on Facebook.
I'm so happy they keep the name of him.
And because you like Dick. What?
Shut up.
Just kidding. So check all that out. You guys can check out some things. My favorite performance was probably Green Day. I like Green Day stuff. Once the songs they did. And that's about it. So what's going on in your, I don't know. I was about to say, let's check in on your neck of the woods.
What are you, Al Roker?
I'm Al Roker, and this is the Today Show. So let's check in on some news. So, people's got books. People's got pregnant. So what's going on in the news?
I heard that well, music news. I heard stuff about, what is it? Gypsy Rose Blanchard? Oh,
Yeah,
wait, that's not music news.
Gypsy Rose Blanchard. Who the hell is that?
The lady that killed her mother.
Oh, that lady.
Yeah.
That has nothing to do with music. That has nothing to do with music. We all know the story about her, but that's not what we're talking about on this podcast. So we're all going into 2023 talking about Taylor Swift. We're going to talk about Taylor Swift for the next 2 hours. Just kidding.
Yeah.
Just kidding. Taylor Swift, still, she's a billionaire right now. Did you know that?
Yeah, I know.
Yeah, fucking billionaire. That's literally insane. A lot of people going on tour. Oh, if you guys are, or if you guys have your tickets already for Aerosmith, that is Aerosmith. If you guys have your tickets from when they got canceled, that if you got tickets already that they got canceled, they're talking about. Sorry, I had a brain fart there. They were talking about that Joe Perry said that they're talking about late summer, early spring, early fall. Sorry, my bad.
Oh,
Early
okay.
or early fall for them to come back. Looks like Selena Gomez wants to release one more album and then she's done with music.
Really?
Yeah, she's like, I feel like I have one more album in me.
She's retiring?
I guess she's done, or maybe not retiring, but she's done with music. She might, I don't know what she's done. Yeah,
Okay.
and there's reports that report of a new album. Supposedly there might be a new album of Britney on
Oh,
Page
yeah, I heard
Six
about it.
Pop News Pop Store and with singer Charli XCX. But she said she'll never return to music, but I don't know. That's like all over the news right now. Yeah, but Selena Gomez is not doing music and that should be interesting. You know?
Yeah.
Like we
Yeah, I
haven't
feel like
heard
a lot more.
like that's different because we've heard like music and stuff lately from Selena Gomez, but we haven't heard anything like really like a new album or anything in like years from Britney, you know?
Right.
So like that kind of went in like that kind of like when it hurt my like hurt me if she stopped like doing music. But like Selena Gomez a little bit because like she's still really young, you know?
Right, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, Britney's young too, but I'm just saying like Selena Gomez says like is what she like 30 something?
Yeah.
Selena Gomez is 31. So,
She's 31.
yeah, she's 31. What are you doing?
I'm like walking around.
My audience said, sit down. You're making them dizzy.
My bad. My bad, audience.
Just kidding. You can do whatever you want. You can have whatever you like.
You like. You can have whatever you
Sex on
like.
me, throw no ice. You can pop bottles all night, babe. You can have whatever you like. Yeah. So go ahead and check that out. Technical difficulties that happened in this podcast. Frederick disappeared. So who would you go and buy ticket? Who would you go and buy tickets for if they came back?
That's a good question. Michael Jackson.
Someone who's not dead, please.
Oh, I thought you were talking about somebody from the dead. Your mic went out.
I mean, like someone who's like alive that may have stopped singing that's coming back for a reunion tour or something like that.
Oh, reunion tour.
Yeah, not someone from the dead. If you come back with me on Prince, I'm going to smack you.
That's a good question. I never thought about that.
You got anyone?
I'm thinking another one. Ooh, I got
Oh,
one.
you going?
Damn, this is why is this such a hard question?
You said you just said you had one. You just said you had one.
I know, but it's just a lot. I was gonna say Green Day, but they're still touring.
Yeah. I can name a couple of people.
Here, you go first and then you come back to me.
Barry Gibb.
Jerry Gibbs.
Barry Gibb.
Oh, I thought you said Jerry.
Please tell me who Barry Gibb is.
I know who Barry Gibbs is.
Okay, explain to me who's Barry Gibb.
Why he put me on the
Because
spot?
I don't believe you know who they are. I think you just agree with who is Barry Gibb?
He's a country singer.
I think the podcast is just I think we're done for the podcast forever. You just said he's a country singer.
I don't know.
What does the last name sound like? And why'd you disappear? What does Gibb sound like?
Barry Gibbs is the what do you, what song is he from?
Give you a second and I'll tell you.
Wait, don't tell me. I'm a
Do I need to pull
I'm
out one of
thinking.
the do I need to pull out one of my vinyls behind me? Literally singing one of the songs in my head. Do you not know?
I'm thinking the Bee Gees.
Thank you. Yes. Thank you. You got it right. Yes. The Bee Gees. Yes.
Took me a while.
He's the only one that's still alive. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what BG stands for, right?
BG, his initials.
No. No. It stands for Brothers Gibb.
Oh, Brothers Gibbs?
Yeah, Gibbs, because Gibbs is the last name. And they're
Oh.
brothers. Brothers Gibb. BG. So you still haven't figured out one?
I know who I want to see to come back.
Yeah.
Somebody that you probably know
Somebody come get her. She's fucking up my day. What?
is finally retired with
Yeah.
music. Elton John.
Yeah, he would be a good one. I thought you were gonna say Draft Punk. I mean Daft Punk.
Oh, Daft Punk. That's a good one too.
Yeah, I don't know if you guys knew, but next year, is it next year? Yeah, it's next year. DJ Snake is retiring.
I feel like a lot of people are retiring.
Yeah, I know. Like I keep seeing online, oh, end of the year tour for this singer, end of the year tour for that singer, like end of the year this, end of the year that, you know.
Right.
Like a lot of good singers that have been around for like ever still, but I understand why they're stopping or stop touring, but they all don't need to come out in like the same exact year, you know? Or
Right.
if you're like Cher, you'll have the end of the year tour, you'll have your farewell tour, and then you'll come back a couple years later, and then you'll have another one, then you'll have another one, and then you'll have another one. She's really like retired like 100 times.
Yeah.
Like it's kind of like irritating. Like, where'd you go?
I'm right here.
Why am I looking at your ceiling? I think people want to see our faces. Yeah, because you know people can go back and watch us whenever they feel like it, right? Too. You just have to go to the Radio Nick Facebook page. That's the Radio Nick Facebook page. It will be posted there. If you guys actually want to see us, be nice to go live one day on our YouTube channel, but I haven't done that yet. Speaking of, did you watch any of the CNN ball drop?
What? Backdrop.
Ball drop, New Year's Eve ball drop.
No, I was on Dick Clark.
You on Dick Clark? Andy Cohen and what's his name? Andy Cohen and
Anderson Cooper.
Anderson Cooper. I keep forgetting their names. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, they were on it drunk off their minds. But then they went into John Mayer. Did you see that clip on the internet at least?
No.
They zoomed in onto John Mayer, and John Mayer was in Japan. He was in Japan, and they were cracking up. Anderson Cooper and I can't remember his name again. Anderson Cooper and Andy Cohen, kept laughing because John Mayer was sitting in a cat cafe.
Oh, really?
Do you know what a cat cafe is? Any idea what a cat cafe is?
Yeah.
That was kind of a long pause, but okay.
I was thinking for a minute.
It's a cafe where you get coffee and stuff, but it's cats. There's all cats all
Oh,
over the place,
Cat's Cafe.
like actual cats. Yes, they have them all over Japan.
It's called Cat's Fay.
Cat cafe.
Cat Cafe.
Yeah, like the pet cat. Yeah, don't forget to pick out some of your vinyls. I don't know why I have Frank Sinatra sitting right here, but I do.
How many times are you going to show that to the viewers?
I haven't shown this at all. Shown this once. And why do you look like you're passed out?
I'm not passed out.
You look like you're
Bored.
drunk. You look like you're drunk. Yeah. So go ahead and check all that stuff out. Yeah, it's pretty sad of all these people retiring, you know?
Right.
Like go see them before they decide. I'm 32 and I'm gonna stop singing. Didn't Adele stop?
Yeah.
Or no, she didn't. No, she didn't stop singing. I think she stopped making music, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know if I would ever go see Adele, would you?
I would.
Wow, you want to go here? Hello from the other side. I must have gone and
Yeah,
found a home.
she's a beautiful singer.
Yeah. I thought you were going to say she's a beautiful lady. I wonder. wonder if any if we have any yeah. So we actually have one person watching. I know. Yeah, so go ahead and check all that stuff out on the music podcast pages. Don't forget to follow me on Music Podcast 3. That's Music Podcast 3 on Instagram. Or you can follow Frederick on Frederick Grimsley Jr. Am I right?
Yeah.
On Instagram? Yeah. So, are you excited for the Super Bowl? We don't know who's going to play, but are you excited who's going to be singing?
Yes, Usher.
Usher. Usher. I like Usher.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah, so Usher's going to be there. I'm not 100% a big Usher fan, but I think it would be interesting to see Usher perform in the Super Bowl because hopefully he bring I don't know why I was going to say because but hopefully he comes out hopefully he brings like some of his how you say it. Brings out some of his some like guests and stuff, you know,
right?
Like Will I Am, because he did that one song with Will I Am.
Yeah.
What else songs did he do?
He has a song with Ludacris, I believe.
Yeah, Ludo. Yeah, he does. Yeah, I'm pretty sure. Yeah, Ludo on the verse and never gained verse. I'm not gonna rap Luda. Wasn't Ludacris originally bald?
No.
He's always had that big afro?
Yeah.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
I always thought Ludacris was bald. Who's the one that was at Sunfest a couple years ago? Is that Luda?
You talking about Flo Rida?
Not Flo Rida. Couple years ago. I don't think you were there.
I don't remember. I can't.
I don't remember. I'm pretty sure it was Luda. All I do was win, 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 no matter what. Is that Luda?
Oh, that's T-Pain.
That's T-Pain, but it wasn't T-Pain that was there. But I'm just, yeah. So check all that stuff out. There should be a lineup for Sunfest. Coming out, and when I say Sunfest, I mean West Palm Beach Sunfest, because there are other Sunfests around the world here. I think there's one in like Canada. There's a Sunfest country music festival called Sunfest. Did you know that?
Yeah, I heard about it.
Yeah, so I'm talking about the one in West Palm Beach, Florida. That's West Palm Beach, Florida. I have no idea if there's any other West Palm Beaches anywhere else in the world, but I'm talking about West Palm Beach, Florida.
There's only one West Palm Beach, and that's the one that we live in.
You sure there's not another one somewhere else in the world?
There's another Palm Beach, yeah. But there's not another
there's West not Palm another Beach. West Palm. Yeah, so check all that stuff out. My name is... What's my name? Nick. And that's Frederick.
Good day.
And good night.
Wherever you are in the world.
Good night, good day, wherever you are in the world. Guess what?
What?
We are out.
Luda.